If we're ready, we'll try to get back on schedule pretty close here. We'll call to order our Health Recreation Events Committee meeting for Monday, April 1st. Next item is approval of minutes from the February 5th meeting.
So moves.
All right, I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, motion passes. Item three is public comment, if we have anybody here to address the committee. No one here today. Okay, great. All right, item four, we had employees recognition, but she's unable to attend today, right?
That is correct. Unfortunately, she called and she's sick today and was not able to attend, but we will certainly recognize her in-house. Taryn Wilson, she's done a great job for us for 5 years and we'll recognize her in-house.
Oh, good. Okay, great. Okay, item five is budget review for fiscal year 2025.
I can do that, Madam Chair. Good afternoon. Please flip to the recreation tab in your budget book, page 77. And so it's two pages, the recreation department budget on the second page, the grand total, and 3.5% increase. It does not include any new positions. In fact, most of the increases are due to the wage and compensation recommendation that I delivered, and also to the fee split with the instructors at the town. And you're going to see that throughout. I mean, we have expenses on the contractual services side, instructors, bringing people in to do things for us. But we're also getting a corresponding revenue on the revenue part of the budget, side of the budget. So it's not entirely dollar for dollar, but much of any increase here is offset by revenues on the other side. The bottom line and the good story about the recreation budget is it doesn't seem to plateau. The public's desire to consume recreation services continues and continues to go up. And that speaks highly of the programs and offerings that we provide. There are some contractual items that are the third page in, page 79. Many of these are required annually. There's a new one in here called chemical contract for the splash pad at the waterfront park when it opens. That's the $8,000 number. It's number five on page 79. That's a brand new item that's necessary to support the splash pad. And then we have other items in here. The boilers, pool maintenance, Park West, and, both pools at Park West and Jones Center, the pool contracts, those title, a total $12,000. We have increases in athletic materials and supplies like trophies and uniforms. Water utilities are going to have to go up as well as electric utilities. This is back on the top page. Water and electricity is going to happen. We have additional fields at Carolina Park coming online. And we'll also have another phase of Waterfront Park coming online. All require water and more electricity. And so I'll ask you to go please to the capital side of things, the comprehensive maintenance plan, page 118. And on page 118 under recreation, you'll see the items listed that go towards supporting the department. I'll point you to facility maintenance for pools and outdoor courts and things. That's the very first line in recreation there. It's the $145,000 number. And that is for our maintenance of our facilities that include the pools and our outdoor courts. Let's see here. Okay, the fourth line down on that very same page, we're asking for $350,000 in that budget. We'd like to go ahead and replace the playground. We do renovations to the playground at the waterfront park. It's time, it's aging. I wouldn't say it's dangerous, certainly not, but it's getting tired and needs to be replaced. But that's an exciting thing that the public could expect if this goes through. Asset replacement, page 124. I'll give you a second to get to that one. And so these are our field assets. This includes funding for our ball fields and our scoreboards and to replace items that are needed. There's $35,000. And the only other item CIP related is Mount Pleasant Way. That's been on some of the other, as far as the segments of Mount Pleasant Way to be constructed, that's been on some of the other committees like transportation. You will not see under CIP, the recreation referendum, because CIP is only items that haven't already been approved and fully funded. So that's been approved and funded, so that's off the books under construction. So it's a lot, Madam Chair, Mr. Santos. Happy to answer any questions that you have.
Good. Do you have any questions, Mr. Santos? Okay. So would you like to entertain a motion? Recommend the budget.
Entertain a motion that we approve the recreation budget as described by Mr. DeMora.
Okay, I'll second it. So, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. Okay, so item six, well, let's see, B. Nope, that's it. Item six, program projects update.
All right, thank you, Madam Chair. We'll start off with our program. Programs are going strong again this spring. We have a lot of participation in all of our youth sports and adult sports. You will notice that the biggest drop that we have in any program is the track club, and that is a programmed reduction to cap the number of people at 300. We have 300 participants, ages of eighth grade and under. Anything above that are the high school participants. They come on later in the season. So you'll see our total registration in that program is at 385. But the track club have decided that capping it at about 300 is the number of people that they can handle well to maintain the program quality and the staff, the coach to participant ratio. Other than that, our programs are going very, very strong. Tennis membership continues to climb. I want to go over a few things, some upcoming events that we have going on. Just got this cool new tie. We have a big event coming up this weekend. I suppose you know about it, the Cooper River Bridge Run. Certainly not it's not a recreation department event. It's run by the Cooper, and it's run by everybody in the area, but our Cooper River Bridge Run staff
does a great
job.
We do the start.
But we are certainly very, very engaged in it. We really are. And it's going to be a great event. Registration is I think about 500 people short of 30,000 now. We expect to get to 30,000. So it has really rebounded after COVID when it dropped down. And we're excited about a good day over there. We did have some events that have happened since our last meeting. We had the fourth annual Sweetgrass Half Marathon on February 24th with 133 runners. And we had the running of the weenies afterwards, which was the event that we've been doing for the last few years with little Dotsons, and they have a neat little starting block and run them and run some races over there. It was a lot of fun to see and good participation in that. Some other upcoming events: the farmers market is going to be starting tomorrow, so I hope you get a chance to get out, get some fresh produce, and enjoy a beautiful day out there at the farmers market by Moultrie Middle School, and it runs from now through the end of September. The mayor's music and art reception is scheduled for April 17th here at Town Hall. We'll be switching out all the artwork here and having some good entertainment. There's also Art of the Creek is going to be held at Alhambra Hall on Thursday, April 25th. And then, of course, at the end of the month, one of our biggest events of the year is the Blessing of the Fleet at Waterfront Park. So some really large events going on, and we've now kicked it into high gear right now with the season. I forgot to write down the number, and I should know, Shelly, you just gave it to me. But we did, since our last meeting, we did have our summer camp registration. And Shelly, do you recall what that number was? There's about 4,500 participants have signed up, that we've got signed up for summer camps this summer. All right, so yeah. A lot of people are ready to go, and our summer staff is ready to go. Also want to let you know that that is a 1 week reduction in the number of camps, because with the school year letting out, we only have 7 weeks of camps instead of 8 weeks of camp. Between the end of the school year and the start of the new school year, we always take a week off during the 4th of July. So it's this year just happens to be 1 week less of camps, and the numbers are huge. So we're very excited to be able to serve so many people with our programs. Project updates. Let me go through several of them. I'll start off with some of the projects that have been underway for quite some time, and go through the rest of them here. Carolina Park. So that's been one that's been going on for a long time. We had hoped to complete it earlier, but we did do a walkthrough last Wednesday. Oedipus had completed a punch list of items on the softball fields and the baseball fields and the two new rectangular fields. They top dressed the fields and performed sand slit injections, which really helps provide a pathway for water to go when it's holding water. There had been some grading issues and water retention on the fields, but the top dressing and the sand slit injections should bring our fields up to condition. They are now within specs for the project. There's just a few minor divot areas that still need to be filled in, but in essence, we can get on the fields now. We're just going to wait. This week, we're off with all of our programs. And we're trying to let the grass grow up through the top dressing that they just put on top of it, so it'll be green instead of looking like sand. But with the weather that we're having, it should be growing up through there very quickly, and we'll be able to get on the fields at our convenience at this point. The only other thing over there in that area is the dog park still needs to be inspected again. They need to cut the grass and maybe level it out a little bit more to get access to the dog park. And the parking lot lights, we're just in a holding pattern waiting to receive them from Berkeley Electric to receive the poles so they can be installed. The parking lot is in use. It has been in use. People have been parking there just at nighttime. We still need to install the lights over there to provide lights for those lots. But ready to get people out on that park and enjoying it. Memorial Waterfront Park, the site light poles have been installed recently. Hill is working on the site irrigation systems. Restroom fixtures were just installed last week. The sewer line installation is complete. We've been coordinating with SCDHEC for lighting requirements for the splash pad, where there were some new requirements that we were made aware of and finalized last week for lighting requirements for the splash pad to provide 10-foot candles. And JLA, our design team, is working to provide an updated lighting plan to meet those requirements. Pier installation, furniture installation was completed last week. I actually have took some pictures of it. Here we go. This is the new furniture on the pier. It's just like the stuff we had before. This is really beautiful stuff in landscape forms. You have the round tables. Over there by the rail, you have some. We installed three new high tables. Here they are. You can see the high tables for standing along the rail area and then social gatherings. And then we've also installed picnic tables. And this, I just took pictures right at the front area near the shop. But this goes all the way down the pier. We replaced all the trash cans and recycling bins. It looks very, very nice out there. And we've received, and the pier shop run by Charleston County Parks and Recreation, they received a lot of compliments on them. So people are enjoying them. Still aiming at a completion for Waterfront Park by the end of July. So no change there. The Muggsy Kerr Tennis Expansion, we had an RFP that went out for companies. After a selection process, Stubbs, Muldrow, and Heron was selected as the design team for that project. We've had an initial meeting with them, and they are just we had an initial meeting just to go over some details of the project for them to ask questions about it, and they're preparing a proposal for the town to review. So we're waiting to receive that proposal for review. Park West Pool. They have just finished the cinder block foundation, and plumbing and electrical rough-ins are complete. And they're preparing to pour the foundation slab. RC Building is finalizing a budget for the pool building and re-roofing project. So this is the re-roofing of the over the pool, replacing that roof over the pool, with the aim to have the re-roofing work overlap with midsummer. The swim team takes a break during midsummer, and we're trying to get the work completed during that time frame. So at this point, we're just waiting to get a response back from RC Building Company for a finalized budget and working to make that happen during the middle of the summer to minimize the downtime and impact on the swim team. That project, the entire project, is estimated completion is still by the end of October. Art Center, there's so many projects, so this is so many different projects, and that's a good thing. We were excited about that. The Art Center, while it's not a CIP project, the Art Center, we are still moving forward with that project in trying to find an organization to operate it, an operator for a new facility once one is determined. An RFP went out, at the beginning of the year. We received some submissions. There is a selection team that has reviewed those submissions, and from what I understand, the interviews are scheduled with them on April 26th. So hopefully shortly after that, the selection will be able to be made, and we can move forward with getting somebody on board there. And then the biggest project we have, Rifle Range Road, we have completed conceptual design. We just about completed schematic design. The schematic design package should be completed by the middle of this month. It's going to go to a cost estimator, a third-party cost estimator, to help prepare cost estimates for it. It's also going to be going to a short list. Well, once we have a short list of building contractors, we were very, very fortunate that we've had 11 companies, very good companies, very well-known companies here in the area, very reputable, submitted in the RFQ process for construction of the Rifle Range Road. There's a selection team that is in the process of reviewing them. Once they are reviewed, we will meet together and decide companies that we want to shortlist and bring in for interviews. And so that short list of companies will also be given the schematic design package for them to come and further elaborate on that in their interview process. We are looking at a completion for that project. It's still looking at right at the beginning of 2027. That is our project update. Are there any questions? Anything I can help you with?
I just have a question too. As far as the waterfront park down there, needless to say, a lot of people are excited about putting together the cement to also be able to create an opportunity for hockey down there as well. And Coach Kincannon has offered to coach the team and bring down some of his athletes to help coach these kids and teach them how to play hockey. So I just want to make sure that he's kind of kept in the loop of when we're going to be finishing that so he can start, I guess, planning as well. And the Cooper River Bridge run, do you know when they're going to close the roads?
I do have that information. I'll need to forward it to you. I was just given that information this afternoon in a package. I just don't have that with me right now.
Yeah, I think that'd be important for people around here to know.
It's on the same schedule that it is every year. It's very, very early in the morning. I think it's around 6 a.m. or something like that. But I can get that information and make sure that that will be communicated extensively to the community.
Good. Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay. Yes. Same question I had. When is the road closing? Because I live near there and I have to work that morning. So, okay. If there's nothing else, that's it.
We're adjourned.
That's it. We'll adjourn.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.